O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 63, verses 1 through 9. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 63, Better Than Life, by Robbie C. With a repetitive, plaintive melody, the vocalist sings out the desires of the psalmist. Each chorus returns to the personal relationship aspect of the passage. O God, you are my God.
Earnestly I seek you. Oh God, you are my God. My soul thirsts for praise you.
God, you are my God, and earnestly I seek you. Oh steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you.
God, oh God, you are are my God.
Psalm 63, verses 1 through 9. God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you in a land that is dry, desolate, and without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. My lips will glorify you because your faithful love is better than life. So I will bless you as long as I live. At your name, I will lift up my hands. You satisfy me as with rich food. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I think of you as I lie on my bed, I meditate on you during the night watches, because you are my helper. I will rejoice in the shadow of your wings. I will follow close to you. Your right hand holds on to me. But those who intend to destroy my life will go into the depths of the earth. Having just heard Psalm 63, try to picture David, its author, alone in the vastness of the desert, his heart heavy with the pain of his son Absalom's betrayal. It's in this setting of physical and emotional barrenness that David pours out his heart in Psalm 63. He's not just physically thirsty. His soul is parched, longing for something much more profound than water or even human affection. This is where we see the beauty of David's faith shining through. He understands that what he truly needs, what we all deeply crave, is the loving presence of God. David's longing for God in the psalm is so heartfelt, so sincere, that it touches something in all of us. We can relate to his thirst, his yearning for a connection that goes beyond the superficial. And the good news that we get to rest in today is that that universal longing finds its fulfillment in Jesus. When we think of Jesus, we see the living answer to David's prayers. Jesus is like a bridge, connecting our deep spiritual thirst with the source of living water. He said it himself to the Samaritan woman at the well, as mentioned in John 4:14, "Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst." In Jesus, the love and presence of God that David sought so earnestly in the desert become tangible and accessible to all of us. This is the warm, embracing truth at the heart of our faith. In Jesus, we find the ultimate fulfillment of our deepest longings. He embodies the love of God that is better than life. Through him, our spiritual thirst is quenched, our soul's deepest needs are met, and we are invited into an eternal relationship with God. In him, we are invited to experience the love and presence of God in a way that is as real and sustaining as the desert is harsh and unforgiving. Our journey, like David's, may take us through some tough, barren places, but with Jesus, we have a constant source of strength and fulfillment, a wellspring of love that never runs dry, and the promise of an eternal home where every longing of our hearts is finally and fully satisfied. Let's close now with this prayer from St. Augustine. Lord, you know me. Let me know you. Let me come to know you even as I am known. You are the strength of my soul. Enter it and make it a place suitable for your dwelling, a possession without spot or blemish. This is my hope and the reason I speak. In this hope, I rejoice when I rejoice rightly. Amen.